Hey everyone, it's Salud here. I hope you're doing well. If you're new around here, hi. Once a month, I go out of character to talk about what I liked about the stories I made, and it's supposed to feel like we're chatting in between roleplay. You know, when your DM asks you how your week has been. This one will be very short, because it's 2 a.m. and I have finished recording, and I need to go pass out and possibly die. I didn't have such a great month. You guys know I had some stuff going on. I got behind schedule, and then my YouTube videos didn't do good either, and I was like, oh, this is great. What a great month for me. But next month will be different. It might not be better, it might not be worse, but it'll be different. I am really happy with the stories I made though. I tried something new each time. I'm watching YouTube videos on editing audio. I'm actually having way more fun with it. I'm just feeling a lot more comfortable these days. Like, with my setup, I mean. That was a weird sentence. But yeah. I just keep trying to simplify and edit and not get too bogged down in the details and just like focus on one thing each time, whether it's the voice or the ambiance. The sci-fi story was a lot of fun though. I felt like a kid in Candyland. I was just like, I want this sound and I want that sound and like this seems cool and maybe I need like an escape pod hiss of steam and I'll sing, and it was crazy. the voice over the intercom that goes like 2 seconds to launch, that's like a robot voice, like Microsoft Sam. It was so much fun. Man, I wish I had more to say. I'm sorry. I'm very tired, but I want to know how your week has been, how your month has been. What are you looking forward to? Or like, what do you need to vent about? That's okay too, it doesn't have to be all rainbows and sunshine. Oh, I had another take of Daisy from the sci-fi audio. I had to cut out a few lines because there's a contraction in the song, and I just wanted her to be very consistent in like not using contractions, and I was really sad I had to cut it. So I'll put the full thing at the end of this video. Audio. It's so late, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I was so worried about putting the singing in there. I have a friend who's like a hobbyist music producer, and I messaged him and I said, okay, I think I'm tone deaf, but I sing Daisy Daisy to my cat every morning when I pick him up, and I can't tell if this is any good, and if it's so bad, I'm just better off not putting it up. I need you to tell me. But yeah, he listened to it, he got back to me, he said, number one, you're not tone deaf, number two, this isn't half bad. And I did two takes, and this was his favorite take, but not the one I used in the video. So here it is. Thank you so much for your support, thank you for being yourselves, and I just love reading all your comments and seeing what you're voting for, and I think you're all incredible, and I know I say thank you a lot, but it makes such a difference, and you're amazing, and I love you, and I hope you have sweet dreams. Good night. I didn't bump the mic this time. That's right, I got it together. Okay, I'm going to bed. Good night. Daisy. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer true. I'm half crazy just for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you'll look neat upon the seat of a bicycle built for... You're awake!